Blog Talk Radio.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told?
Have you always known that a reality greater than this should exist? Is now the time for you to step up and be the change you require in your life? What if that quiet whisper calling from the deep depths of you is the whisper of change? The whisper of what is truly possible. Would you be willing to start listening? Would you be willing to choose the true you? It's just a choice. Welcome to the What If Show, where possibility meets reality.
Woohoo! We've got Susan on the show this evening. Yay! Hi, Susan. Yay. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm just going to have a sip of tea to clear my throat.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, it's just, I just love having you on the show, and I just love all the stuff that we do, the Google Hangouts, and the amount of change that it inspires in my life is phenomenal, and the feedback that I've been getting from other people, too, is, awe-inspiring. So thank you. I'm always grateful for you to come and play.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm always delighted. I like to play.
Awesome. So we have a very interesting topic this evening, which is barriers between you and your body. Wow. And you know, I just love how the radio show and the topics and everything show up as well, because it's normally the stuff that I play with in my personal life. I go, oh, wow, this is something else that's actually contributing to it. So I wonder how we can explore this topic. And what is this for you in your business as well, barriers between you and your body?
Well, are you asking?
Yes.
Okay. anywhere we have a barrier, and that's kind of a wall we start to build up at a very, very, very young age, where people start to refuse us. When I say refuse us, let's say you're a little child and you ask for an extra piece of candy, or you're told you can't have that. It's too late. You're too fat. It's before dinner. It's before lunch. And you start to judge yourself by what your body desires. Maybe your body was desiring something sweet. Maybe it was desiring something salty. Maybe it didn't really require a whole meal. How many of us have been told to eat everything before you get the sweetness of dessert? So we start at a very, very young age to be told we actually don't know our bodies. We don't know what we want. We don't know what we require or desire. So let's say that's how you were brought up, that you should act like someone else, that you should eat like someone else, that you should have sex like someone else, that you should copulate like somebody else. Do you think that you would be able to separate that from how you deal with money, from how you are with your business, from how you are with other people? Or would you always be looking to be valued by someone else for what you're choosing to do rather than choosing for you?
Wow. Okay. And you know, that it is actually so interesting, because with you talking about that, I can just perceive trillions of barriers that we have. And how do we get to a point of, I'm wondering if the question must maybe be different. Is it just a case of lowering our barriers to discover what it is that our bodies desire?
Well, you know, that's one of the things I love about playing with Right Relationship for You. Right Relationship for You is really about creating a relationship with you, with your body, with whatever it is you desire. Most of us are not aware that we have a barrier up, because it's implanted. We breed it in either as a way of defending ourselves for protection, or defending ourselves against someone else. How many of us have decided that we need to defend ourselves from our bodies?
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, everything that brings up, let's let that go. And there we go. We just opened up a little more space here. Yeah. So when you're brought up with your body as a wrongness, again, we think, well, if I can just get my body together, I'll get the kind of relationship I want. I'll create the kind of business I want. Or if I just get the kind of money that I'm asking for, I'll have the body that I want. If I can just get a relationship, then I'll have the kind of business and life that I've always asked for. Well, if then is really the causal reality. Because I don't have a good job, I eat a lot at night. Because my mother or father was tall and big, I can't fit into that kind of dress that I'd like to have. Because I want to make people happy when I go to their house, I have to eat everything. Because my father has arthritis, I have arthritis. Because my family never had money, I'll never have money. Those are all the barriers we put up. And so we're not even aware of how many barriers we've created because we're caught up in the causal reality, which says we have to have a reason for everything rather than, oh, I could actually choose something different. I could choose to listen to my body. I could choose to invest the money. I could choose to create a business nobody in my family ever thought of. I could out-create myself. I could out-create my family. That's all a choice that leads to something greater. There's no barrier of because in there.
I was just wondering with all the barriers that we have, my question was, all right, so it's almost as if it's this huge mountain that we need to climb, hopefully to get to the other side or to get through something. But then you spoke about choice and creation. So is choice and creation almost what is beyond the barrier?
Exactly. Most people will go towards a barrier. It's so funny. I was just having a discussion today with somebody, and a friend of mine from Jamaica, and she was saying that her grandmother used to say, don't keep banging at the door. Go see if the window's open.
Oh, cool.
And it's just, you know, if you can't get in one way, see what another way there is to play with. And I love that. And I, you know, again, most people keep going towards that barrier and banging their head against the barrier, looking for the causal reality, the reasons why they can't do something, rather than walking around it. Like, I wonder what else is possible. You see people do that with relationships. They go towards somebody, and even if that person is interested in them or not interested in them, or maybe they've had sex with them once or twice, or maybe they've been married for 30 years and it doesn't work out, and they keep banging against the same door, the same barrier, and use that as a reason and justification of why they're not creating a life or how they're not creating a life. There's no choice there. There's no choice. And you might ask yourself, who am I creating my life for? And how is that working for me? Who am I creating my body for? And how's that working for me? It's really the willingness to step into the question and the choice. So if you look at a barrier is created of judgments and limitations. You buy somebody's judgment as true and real, and then you create that because, that limitation. So if you look at it, if you think of it as each judgment is a brick, and the limitations that you place on it are the mortar. Every causal reality that you use to hold that brick in place is the brick and the mortar. And so as you go through your life, all of a sudden you turn around and you're boxed in by your own points of views of what you can't do. And the truth is, if you say you can't. For sure, you're right, you can't. Choice creates awareness. Like, I wonder what else I could choose here. I wonder what else is possible. Like, what other choices are here for me that I haven't been aware of? Again, not something that we've been taught. So my challenge for everybody listening is, what if you became your own teacher? What if you started listening to your own inner voice and ask yourself, what choices do I have here that I haven't been aware of? What else is possible? And who would I be if I stepped around the barrier instead of heading on it straight forward? What would that look like? What could that create? And everything that brings up, let it go.
Yes. Sure. I absolutely love this. You know, I've been doing Access Now, I'm saying for 3 years, and I'm realizing I never gave barriers any thought. And this is the first time I've spoken about it in this way for me, and it's phenomenal. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's almost insidious. People would rather, you know, I just finished the European tour, the Revolutionary Right Relationship for You tour with Europe. We're so grateful. We're coming to South Africa in November. And the one thing that if you ask me, what is it that people ask questions about most, they're not actually willing to give up what isn't working for them. Now, that's a barrier. Some people say, well, I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Well, if you'd rather give up you, that's a barrier to you. Anywhere you give up on you is a barrier to you.
Yeah.
And then you expect someone to see you through the barrier. It's kind of not possible. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's just opening up so many different spaces, because the first thing is getting to the place of saying, I don't want to hurt someone else's feelings. That too is a judgment and a conclusion.
Well, that absolutely. There's a lie there. The lie is that you actually have that kind of power all by yourself to hurt somebody's feelings. Well, where are you in there, and where is the other person? And what do feelings mean to you? So, you know, are you really asking the question of what could I say that this person is willing to hear? How many people defend their point of view with, I don't want to hurt your feelings? Rather than asking, okay, what would I like to create? And if I ask this person this question, would it create the greatest amount of possibilities? Or will it push them into defense?
I did not even hear that last question that you asked.
Yeah.
This whole conversation is frying my brain.
Yep. Everything that is, not great, destroy that. Yep. It's the willingness to actually be present. When you're willing to be really present, there's choice. There's possibility. And that's what I love about these Access Consciousness tools. They give you the tools to actually be present with you so that you become the gift of you in any relationship, whether it's with your body. There's no barrier. It's just the willingness to lower your barriers and and step around whatever it is that you've decided you can't overcome and ask for something greater to show up. And once you start to practice this, once you start to say, okay, what is this? What can I do with it? Can I change it? How could I change it? You start to see where everyone else is coming from if you lower your barriers. So I came home. I had somebody... when I was gone, pick a rug for me, and it looked kind of cool. I thought, oh, yeah, okay, that's going to work. And I come home, and I realize it actually doesn't work with the rest of the room. Well, what I didn't choose to be aware of is that she had an agenda, which is she would then move on to, oh, well, now the curtains need to be changed. And it was really fun to kind of listen with my barriers down. And I said, okay, show me some things, and how much would that be? And I was like, wow, that actually isn't in my, it's not in my awareness right now to be investing in that right now. Doesn't mean I won't be. It's just if I ask my business, truth, would it add to my business to buy these curtains? I get, yes, okay, cool. Is now the time? No. Okay? So I can then turn to her and say, you know what, thank you so much. It actually just doesn't work for me. Let's check in a couple of months. Let's ask the curtains to go out and bring me clients and customers so that I can create that kind of income that would purchase the curtains. And would that add to my life and living? Yes. Wow. Get the energy of that? Would my body be happy with that? Yes. Because I'm willing to actually lower my barriers, see where somebody's coming from, and give her the information in a way that she could receive it.
Okay. Susan, what you just spoke of and all the questions that you were asking, it's almost as if people go, what? I can ask questions like that of curtains? So could you tell us a little bit more about just asking everything?
Yeah. Well, if you lower your barriers, you're actually willing to receive. You step into receiving. And when we talk about sex, sex is really about receiving. And, you know, we kind of played with that, flirted with a little bit of that on the call, and perhaps some callers will come in with some questions about that. But just to step aside for a second, you came in with a body, right? Your body requires clothing, money, food. It requires a certain amount of caring. So if you're willing to lower your barriers and start talking with your body and ask your body to show you what it requires, who you require to play with, what you require to play with, you can then start to play with everything else around you. So, for instance, I'm willing to ask the curtains to go out and find clients for me. Like, curtains, would you like to be in this house? I'm asking this question right now. Ooh, I get a yes. Okay, cool. All right, curtains, go out and find me some clients. Energetically pull in some clients that will give me that kind of money to put you in my house. Everything has energy. We are connected to everything. Like, if you look outside your window, if you see some trees, or if you walk in the forest, I seem to always be surrounded by trees. It's something I've created, and I'm always receiving from them. And so the willingness to ask to receive a tree, I mean, we'll do that when our barriers are down, watching a sunrise, listening to a child giggle, tasting something absolutely delicious, that first taste of something delicious. We do that. And yet, we refuse to actually step into that and demand that when things get tough. That's when the barriers go up. Well, we make things tough. It's like that whole thing of, I don't want to hurt your feelings. There's no such thing as that. And that's why, for those of you listening, if you re-listen to this, you'll hear that I said there's actually a lie there. The lie is somebody has to be buying that you're hurting my feelings in order for you to be selling it. So it's the willingness to step out of the, because you hurt my feelings, again, the causal reality. There's no place there for you to ask for contribution. So let's go back to this person yesterday. And she was doing her best. She was, like, pouting and doing all of, and I could see where she was coming from, and it actually was humorous to me, and I could see what she required to hear, and I could see how I could actually play with that. And today she phoned me and said something about the curtains, and I said, yep, let's ask for those curtains to come and make me money and make you money too. And she's like, yes, I'll have that.
Okay.
Yep. And it's like, if you write a book, if you sing a song, if you paint a painting, all of that has energy with it. So why not ask everything to contribute to you? Would that change something with you, with your body, with your relationships? And the thing is, if you're willing to ask everything to contribute to you. Like, I just came home, I was with my graphic artist for this morning, creating flyers for South Africa, flyers for all the other things that I'm playing with. And each one I would ask, huh, so if I choose that, okay, if I had a question, I was like, 5 years from now, yep, that's the one, okay. It's the willingness to go out into the future and ask for the future to contribute to you as well. So that everything that you play with, everything you choose, everything you eat, every person you sleep with, every piece of clothing you put on you, instead of creating it as a barrier to something greater, you actually ask it to contribute to you. And I wonder if that could create.
Susan, you know, the possibilities being created now with this conversation for me is phenomenal. Just what I'm loving is the reminder that everything is willing to contribute to us, and for our barriers being lowered, you know, what else truly is possible. So I'm wondering, with you doing the classes that you facilitate, is there something that comes up in terms of the justifications that people have for keeping the barriers up instead of just letting it go?
Well, I don't know if there's anything specific. I would say it's more that's who we've been told we are.
Okay.
Right? You're your mother's daughter. You're your father's son. You're a loser. You're a winner. You're fat. You're skinny. You're smart. You're stupid. You're married. You're single. Like, whoa, in right relationship for you, how many people come? Can I come to the classes if I'm not in a relationship? Please do. Please do. It's about the relationship you have with you, and receiving all of you, and receiving everything and everyone that's willing to contribute to you. It's not about having to have a relationship. It's the right relationship for you. So I would say that it's really kind of a glomming of limitations that people come in with, that they believe they have to work out or fix, rather than letting go what isn't working and really asking, okay, like the other day I got up and I was like, what is going on here? And I'm like, huh, is this a change that I've been asking for? Because I was just almost like still for 2 days of just nothing. And I was like, wow, is this the change that I've been asking for? Is this a new sense of space that I have that I've never had before? How many of us are used to filling that awareness or new sense of space with food, with money, with sex, with judgment? So I think that it's more of we're taught to be judgmental. We're taught to be critical thinkers from a very young age. What's wrong about this? Can you fix this? Rather than what else is possible, what's greater here? Like, that's interesting, and I wonder what's greater here with this.
So what you now spoke of, that quiet, that nothing being on, if I can just go back to that, because that seems to be an area where a lot of people make them wrong. Going through the business and there's nothing popping for them to do, and getting into the space of, what is wrong? What is not happening? That there is nothing happening. So could you just clarify a little bit more about that?
Yeah.
And is that lowering barriers, actually? Is that a barrier that's just been lowered?
The barrier's lowered. Ask. Like the other day, I had something to write for my newsletter that just came out. And if you're not on it, you should get on it because it's awesome. Just go to www.rightrelationshipforyou.com and get on the newsletter. So it went out, and it really took me about 4 or 5 days. Okay, and I knew that the person who puts my newsletter together was waiting for that. They were waiting for me for this newsletter, for what I was going to write, and it just wasn't happening. I wasn't creating it, and it's like I had nothing to say. And instead of judging myself, the letter was supposed to go out last Tuesday, then it was supposed to go out Thursday, then it was supposed to go out Sunday, and I remember lying in bed on Monday morning saying, okay, who are you being when you're not writing this? And I was like, wow, okay. So what are you being when you're not writing? How are you being when you're not writing? And I had all of these, who are you being when you're not writing? Like, who are you being when you've created such a barrier to writing 4 paragraphs? What have you decided you are that you're not? And I just got all of these awarenesses, and then I said, okay, who are you? Go out 5 years from now. Who are you if you've written this? What are you if you've written this? How are you if you've written this? And it was such a lightness. So I went for a walk, and I came back, and I started to paint. And I realized I hadn't painted in a long time. And it was that creative juice that had no judgment, that wasn't the words that were going to go out on my newsletter and how will they be received. It was more like, oh, I think I'm going to play. So I got out my paints and I played. And then I sat down and wrote the newsletter because I wasn't willing to use it as a barrier. And if I find for myself that I hit this barrier, I now ask those questions. Who would I be if I actually did this? How would I be if I actually did this? Where would I be if I created this? Who would I be if I didn't choose to create this? And there's no judgment. The awareness for myself is somewhere I made writing serious. Rather than with painting, it's just play to me. So does that give you any more information?
It does. It really does. Yeah.
And it's the willingness to have whatever it is that I'm writing talk to me. Show me what you want to be. Show me what's required for me to talk about. What is it that people are asking for? Not what have I decided I have to write about.
Susan, so with asking questions like that, and including the future for creating for, is that also in a way creating us, showing us in the future with less barriers.
Well, what if there were no barriers in the future?
Awesome. I'll have that.
See, that's the judgment. I love the way you said that, because we often do that. We already place judgment in the future. I call that a taste of yesterday with a promise of tomorrow. It's a really bad wine.
Okay.
It's like you're taking a bad grape from yesterday and you're trying to make champagne for tomorrow. You're going to get exactly what you get, right?
So, yeah, so all of that we have actually placed in the future, is it, what can we ask that we can actually just let it go and, you know, create something different showing up?
Well, you want to ask, what will this create for the future, not with the future?
Uh-huh.
So if you're willing to start asking your body questions, and, you know, we tend to talk as if our body is not involved in any of this. But that's your very first primary relationship is your body. It's the very first, the first person, the first being, the first that you start to play with is your body. So if you start to get used to asking your body, you know, for everybody who doesn't know, if you want to just body test, you put your toes and your heels together and you lower your barriers and you say, body, can you show me a yes? And my body energetically moves forward. And I say, okay, body, can you show me a no? My body energetically moves backwards. I say, body, can you show me a maybe? And my body moves to the side. So when you start to build that muscle, if you will, of asking your body, body, what would you like to eat? Would you like one cookie? Eat one. Would you like another cookie? Yes or no? Listen to your body. Ask your body to show you when it's had enough. Ask your body to show you when it doesn't want to sleep with someone. You'll be amazed what your body starts to teach you about you. And there, with no barriers. So that's creating for the future. So that everything that you come in contact with, you can ask those questions. And you don't have to, you know, you could stand in front of something and say, if I sleep with you, will you make me money? Body, what do you think about that?
Uh-huh.
I just like to play. So I include my body in everything. Like, it's hot, hot, hot here in Montreal. And my body said, can we have some hot black tea while we're on the radio show? I'm like, okay, sure. So I made the tea. It's a yummy tea. And my body's like, okay, I've had enough. I said, I thought you wanted, my body said, no, I just wanted to make it and have it in my office because it's comforting. I'm like, okay. And now that it's cooling down and I'm taking some sips, my body's saying, yum. And I know you know what, it's a different way of being. And that's a way, that's kind of the sensualness of who we be. That transformative healing energy of sensualness, of sexualness, that's being with your body with no barriers. And why wouldn't you be that way with your business, with your curtains, with your clothing?
With your money, with your car.
That is so interesting. Yeah. So what I'm getting from the conversation, right, instead of uncreating, destroying all the judgments that we've placed for ourselves in the future, by us choosing something else now, actually creates a different possibility in terms of the future.
Yes, absolutely. 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 100%. And that's why it's choice, 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 choice. What could I choose? Oops, okay, that wasn't my best choice. There's many times when I override my body. I'm like, oh, that tastes good, body. You want another one? And my body's like, no. And I'm like, never mind. We're having one.
Oh, yes. I know those moments so well.
Exactly, right? But the thing is, I'm like, sorry, body. Going for it anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
And the thing is, there's no judgment. There's no barrier there. I don't get up in the morning and say, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. I'm horrible. How many people actually don't say I'm horrible? They say my body is horrible. Well, what if your body doesn't actually have a point of view? What if your body adores you no matter what you put in it and no matter what you do?
I think that is something that people struggle with. You know, if you listen to the story told about dogs being treated badly, they still go back to their owners and, you know, care for their owners. I think that is something people have a problem with. If I abuse my body the way I do or I have done, how can it not be upset with me? Because that's kind of how we were taught in this reality. If I treat you badly, then I'm going to get the repercussion of how you of your reaction towards me.
Well, how many people look for that?
Yes. Wow.
What if it's a big, one of the biggest lies of this reality? How many people look for judgment, look for limitation? Like, do you ever look in the mirror and you're shopping and you thought you felt really good and then you're in the store and you walk out feeling like a piece of poop?
Yeah.
Did you ever ask, who does that judgment belong to? Did you ever ask, how many people have already looked in this mirror today and are judging their bodies?
Really, yeah.
How many salespeople in the store have a point of view about their body? Like, who did you pick that up from? We're so fast, we're so quick, and we refuse that all the time. And
so,
the thing is, go for it.
No, I was going to say, would one of the ways to, actually then in those moments, would one of the ways then be to just lower your barriers and expand?
Yeah, and play with it. Play with it. Like, I was playing with it the other day. I was like, okay, every time I get on a plane, I'm going to lower my barriers. Because I become aware that I get on a plane and I raise my barriers and I go to my seat, I don't make eye contact, and I sit down. It's like, bug off, I don't want anybody to be with me. And I was like, okay, that actually isn't creating very much for you. So I wonder what that would be like. So now I get on the plane and I make eye contact, I lower my barriers, and I'm just willing to receive everyone. It doesn't mean I have to do anything with it, but I also don't, I can actually play larger than I was playing before. Because I can actually be aware of shifting the energy of a crying baby now. I can give that baby more space so the baby becomes quiet. If there's something going on in the air right in front of the plane that it gets rocky, I can go out and shift the molecules, and all of a sudden we have an easy flight. Because we have that capacity. We have the capacity with our bodies to change and shift our shapes just by shifting the molecules. Again, it's that receiving. So what if there was nothing wrong ever? What if judgment was one of the biggest inventions of this reality? You have to create a point of view that matches a judgment and make it solid in order to have that judgment. You have to create a limitation that perhaps you bought from somebody else as true and real. And then you make that solid and dense and you buy it as yours. And that's where we go to the wrongness of ourselves. That's where we create the barriers. I remember being home from boarding school. I think it was like grade 11. And I hadn't lived home in a while. And I was home that year. And I remember going to the store and coming home around 5 o'clock with, you know, red licorice. And my parents had come in from work, and I said, hey, who wants some red licorice? And my parents got really angry at me. How could you have candy before dinner? What was I, 2 years of age?
Yeah.
Now, they didn't see anything wrong with having, like, 3 scotches before dinner. Now, you know, it's an interesting point of view. That has no sugar in it at all, right? But and I never bought it. It's true or real. I was like, even then, I was like, wow, that's an interesting point of view. They took all the fun out of my life. It didn't stop me from having the licorice. But there was, the thing is, how many of us approach someone or something at a very young age, and even at the ages we are now, with giving them a gift that's joyous. It comes from the heart, if you will. It's joyous, and it's a celebration. And what if we present ourselves as a joyous celebration, and it's not received? So then how many of us buy into the judgment, there must be something wrong with me? Because it felt so much fun. It was so much fun to get on my bike and go to get licorice, and I'm home, and we're all kind of readjusting to each other. And to be told that that was a wrongness, you know, what does that create in someone's world? And that's the barrier we build up. Okay, I'll never be told I'm wrong again. So we build up the barrier. I'll never make that kind of money again. Because it wasn't received, it was judged. I mean, how many people have been judged for making too much money? How many say, okay, I'll never do that again. I don't want to be judged. How many of you are willing to outcreate your families with your body, with your life, with your money flows? Mm-hmm. That's the judgment we're used to, rather than that space of no judgment, no limitation. There is no limitation when you ask the question, what else is possible? There's just possibilities.
Possibilities in space. So it's almost as if with all the limitations and the judgments that we buy and even sell, we actually, what it seems like, we are our own biggest buyers then, because if you look at a judgment like, well, I won't do that again because I don't want to be rejected, and yet we go and reject ourselves and our bodies then constantly so that we can know what that is, so that we don't have to experience it again outside of ourselves.
Well, and even the idea that you have to experience something. How many people say, I don't want to experience this in the future? Well, X has to do with the past. So they're really saying, I don't want to repeat the past in the future. Well, again, it's that, where are you in all of that? Where have you decided you are that you're not? And where have you decided you're not where you're placing yourself as that you are? Like, who are you being when you go to experience? There's no possibility for something greater. How many people have decided that metamorphosis has to be painful?
Wow.
How many people have decided that the metamorphosis is so painful that they would avoid, eliminate, and eradicate the joy of gifting and receiving of themselves and with their body?
Susan, could you say a little bit more about what metamorphosis is for those that might not know?
You know, if you think of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. So the caterpillar creates the cocoon and spins the silk and comes out as this beautiful, glorious butterfly. How many people are actually willing to see themselves as a beautiful, glorious butterfly? Or have they already decided, well, if I make that cocoon, I'll die in it. I'll be stuck in it. Like, they see change as painful. How many people have, you know, that old Jane Fonda, no pain, no gain?
It's painful to be beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. But what if, again, that was another big lie of this reality?
Yeah.
There's so many places that we buy into rather than creating something greater. So I wonder, is that just the biggest distraction of this reality? That it has to hurt in order to work. That the only hard work is what creates. And what if there was nothing wrong? Who would you be? What would you be? How would you be? I wonder what else is possible.
It feels as if there's just so much work that people would, you know, say. Yeah, maybe some people just like having it hard. I could talk about sex right now. I think that having it hard, people would like some of that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Susan?
Yeah.
Surely there is ways of having a lot more ease.
Well, you have to actually be willing to give up what isn't working for you. And again, I love the topic today because, again, that's about barriers. How many people have decided that they're really alive when they have a problem to work on? Do people really want ease? Do people want something that's ease, or do they want something that's easy? When you've decided you want something easy, then you can blame somebody else for not working out. If you're asking for an ease-filled life, that's one where there's always a choice, always a possibility. And it's really about what could create the greatest amount of possibilities here. So it would have been easy for me to turn to the person with the curtains and say, she was saying, well, you could just divide it up and put it on your charge card. And I said, that wouldn't create very much ease in my body. And she just kind of looked at me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that actually doesn't work for me. That doesn't create ease in my life, knowing that I purchased something that I'm going to be stressed about putting the money into.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I said, what if we actually go out and ask the curtains to contribute to us and bring in clients and bring in money? And I'll check back in a couple of months and let you know how we're doing. It's that create. You see the difference? One is buying into her expectations of what something should look like, what something should be like. The other is asking questions. What would create the greatest amount of possibilities here?
And that's also, what is it that our bodies desire?
Yeah. Like if I step in, I say, body, would having these curtains in the house, yeah, my body's, I don't even have to finish the sentence. My body's going, yes, because I love visuals, right? My body loves visuals. I love visuals, just color, texture, taste, every part of being on this planet. So I get that my body's like, yeah, and I ask the house, if I bought these curtains, would it make you money? Would it make me money? I'm like, the house is going, yes. I'm like, great. And so then I can ask, is now the time? And I get no for my body, no for my business, no for the house. Okay. So I'm already planting seeds for the future.
Cool.
And then I can ask the curtains, are you past, present, or future? I get future. Okay, cool. Because sometimes we ask about something that's already been created in the past. And it's not about recreating. It's about asking what would create the greatest amount of sexuality, what would create ease and no barriers.
I like that. What would create no barriers?
Yeah, and that's endless possibility. If you're willing to play with most people look for barriers as a battleground for a meaningful life. They make the barrier the deciding factor as to whether something is getting better or worse, rather than realizing that there's a question that we could ask here. What else is possible? If I wasn't choosing this, what other choices would I have here? If I didn't make this the battleground or the barrier to creating more, what other possibilities would show up for me? And it's really being it's that simple. And yet we would rather complicate things by what somebody says or does and use them as the because rather than create something greater.
So one of the questions that I see is someone asking about the body desiring and our desires. If we are looking at what our body desires, is there a possibility that our bodies will desire less than what it is that we would like to have?
Say that again. If we're, I didn't hear you. Say it again.
If we're asking our bodies about what our bodies are desiring, is it possible that our bodies would desire less than what we desire?
Absolutely. Your bodies probably desire way less and way more luxurious. Excuse me. So your bodies love to be touched. They love to have beautiful things on them. They, you know, your bodies adore you, but they're not asking for quantity. So absolutely. There's a huge possibility. We actually know that the body doesn't require food. The kind of, you know, the 3 square meals a day, and if you starve a cold, feed a fever, and all of that crap. Eat twice as much at Christmas. Yes, I think that's a written rule somewhere.
Well, you have to, so your family can love you.
There you go. That's a good barrier. Barrier to the body. Body,
yeah.
Notice the body. It's holiday season, putting the barrier up to you. I'll pick you up again in January 1st.
Wow. Okay.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. What the body requires more, which we're not willing to give it, is touch. Bodies love to be touched. So how many people use sex, as in copulation, as a barrier to the body?
Hmm. Oh, my goodness. I just got that. A lot of instances, that's the only way that some people allow themselves to be touched, and it's done with so much wrongness that touch becomes wrong.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. You should be able to have pleasure with your body no matter what you're doing. And that pleasure and that joy with your body is what begins to create your life as orgasmic. So
okay.
I wonder if you were willing for your body to have that creative, joyous, sensual, sexual energy of orgasm in it all the time, would it create dis-ease? Would it disintegrate? Would it die?
And we could also use that energy to create what it is that we'd like to have more of in terms of luxury and business and money and travel.
Absolutely. I mean, here's a fun, you know, for those people who have attended Right Relationship for You or the 3-day Access Consciousness Body classes that I facilitate, I often give home play at lunch or dinner or over the next day. And here's a fun thing to play with. What if you ask for all the sensual energies to come and show themselves to you during one day? What would that be like? Or one week? You know, I remember when I first started to play with this, I would look at a tree and I would say, show me your sensual orgasmic energies, and or be in the bath. You think it might change the molecules of the water if you were willing to receive this bath and ask the sensual energies of the bath to come and find you.
Hmm. Wow. And there's so much. I mean, there's, wow. Awesome.
Yep, and that's the willingness to be touched by everything, and touch—it's that you know, the caress of the wind on your face, it's the sunshine, it's I often go for a walk early in the morning when the sun wakes. For me, it's being aware of the huge shift that's going on planet Earth where I'm living. I know something different is going on another part of the planet, but for me, it's that awakening of today. I wonder what else is possible today. Who am I today? And what grand and glorious adventure can I be, do, have, create, generate, change, and choose with my body? Body, what would you like to do? What would you like to have for breakfast? Who would you like to have for breakfast?
Hmm.
Everything that is, I'll create and destroy that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the willingness to play. It really is.
Yeah.
I wonder what else is possible. How many people are not actually willing to play with their body?
And is that something that you explore a lot more of, not just in the body class, but also the right relationship with your classes?
Absolutely. In the New Beginnings class, we kind of begin to play with that. We get out of the judgment, the barriers, the assumptions people make about what having a body is in relationship to themselves. I mean, that's a huge part of having a relationship with you. How many people are not at ease with even having a body? So we talk about that. And if you're not at ease with having a body, can you really be at ease with somebody else having your body? You know, how much do we use relationships as a reason and justification to not be kind and caring with our bodies? So it's really, we play with that with New Beginnings. And the advanced portion of Right Relationship for You, that's really when we get into the sexualness, the sensualness, the healing transformative energies. And I have to tell you, every country I've been to is totally different. With the advanced class, there's no manual for the advanced class. For the New Beginnings class, there's a juicy manual that everybody adores. And the advanced class, it's really, we get down and dirty and intimate in what it is that people are asking to change and shift with their bodies, with this utopian ideal of what copulation is like. And it really has changed so much for so many people, myself included. I'm just thrilled with the class. And then, of course, we have facilitators in which we really cover a lot more of what we have been talking about for the first 4 days with New Beginnings in Advance. And then how would you facilitate that information? What would that be like for you? And just playing with that to become a right relationship for you facilitator. So, yes, you know what? The relationship that you create with you is a relationship that you create with everything. There is no division. There is no separation. So that kindness, the caring, the listening, there's also the judgment, the limitation. Everywhere you've gone to conclusion, most people don't even realize how conclusionary their lives are. So if you step out of that conclusion, out of that limitation, out of that judgment, into greater possibilities, into starting to play with asking a question for something greater to show up, that's really, you know, whether it's a 3-day body class or foundation level one that I facilitate or right relationship for you, it's how we play with all of these tools because you cannot separate you from you.
And then, what you just mentioned in terms of facilitation and what you do in terms of facilitation, I'm wondering if you can just say a little bit more about the capacities that we have as beings, but then also the capacities our bodies have. In terms of contributing to, you know, us and then to people that we facilitate?
Well, it's actually limitless. Because we inhale and exhale, and so does the planet. We are made up of the same chemical compounds as the planet, the minerals. So when we step into facilitating, we're stepping into just being all of that, of who we truly be. And for myself, I adore facilitating. It's so different from being a teacher. I've been a teacher. A teacher is, I know this and I'm giving you this information, and now you have to show me that you've just learned what I know that you know that I know that you know, so you can tell me you know what I know.
Yeah.
Being a facilitator is really facilitating a space for people so they can ask questions. Because it's one of the things I love about Access Consciousness. It's empowering you to know what you already know. And it's such a wonderful, gentle way of self-discovery. It's not about somebody else discovering you, which is one of the biggest questions people come to right relationship for. Is they're so used to having somebody else discover them in a relationship or validate them in a relationship or value them in a relationship. What if you actually had the tools within this facilitation that gave you that place where you can start to say, oh, my gosh, wow, what do I admire about myself today? Which is one of the home plays that I give people. It's the willingness to create that space as a facilitator that changes the facilitator and changes everybody they come in contact with. I've been on a plane where somebody comes up to me and they said, "Right relationship for you." I turn around and I'm like, "What?" And it was a you know, long distance flight. It could have been from Australia or India or one of those long distance flights. And the stewardess said, "Yeah, right relationship for you, Susan Hart." And I was, like, astounded. We don't know who we be. We don't know the gift that we are. We don't know who we come in contact with and how that changes people. We don't just facilitate when we're in classes. We all facilitate people all the time, every day, 24/7. It's the willingness to talk to what people can hear and hear what people are talking about.
Wow. I love just having bodies included, and one of my favorite questions sometimes that I play with is, what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be? For me, including my body in those types of generative questions, just creates so much more. And I'm just getting, sorry, Susan, the acknowledgement that, you know, with things showing up in my life, and I'm sure the people listening in this show, can also maybe look at when things do show up to actually go, well, thank you, body, you know, and I'll have more of that, thank you.
Exactly. I have a little song I do with Kelsey, who we used to have a radio show, Heart to Heart, and we get in the shower and we go, thank you, body, thank you, body, thank you, body, yeah. It's a pain.
Awesome.
Before your rendition of thanking your body, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Awesome. So what time, you know, the time surely goes past so quickly on the show. What is it that you're busy with at the moment? How can people play with you?
Oh, my gosh, so much. Thank you so much. We actually have, for those people all around the world, we have a brand new 6-part webinar with Right Relationship for you for the New Beginnings portion, in which we've divided the class into 6 parts. It's live stream, live webinar, so people can actually see, ask questions. It's like being in a virtual classroom, if you will. And I'm so thrilled by the response for people who say, well, I can't get to a class. Aren't you coming to my country? And I'm like, well, actually, I'm coming to you in a different way. And we've created it, I think, 4 to 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I think we'll see what else is possible in terms of making it possible for everybody to come and join us. And you get downloads of the classes, you've got manuals, it's all yummy, very yummy. And then I go to Cape Town, September 19th, for the body class. And guess who my host is, Sarlinda?
One of the things I'm looking forward to so much. I'm really looking forward to that.
Me too.
Okay.
So that, and then while in Cape Town, I'll be doing a sex and relationship class in the evening. So I'm very excited about that. I think that's, we'll find out. I think it's like on the 19th or 20th. And then I go to Canada for 7 days of Right Relationship for You, from intro all the way through to facilitators with Advanced New Beginnings. And it's the only facilitators class in North America for 2015. And then I end up coming to Johannesburg in South Africa in November. And hopefully, with 7 days of Right Relationship for You. I did this on the European tour, and I created so much in which we did the intros, new beginnings, advanced, and facilitators all in 7 days, and the energy built and built and built, and it was so much fun to see people say, well, I'll just come to New Beginnings, and all of a sudden they'd be in advance. Now, well, I'll just come to advance, and all of a sudden they'd be in facilitators. And people flying in from all around the world to catch it. It was great. It was really great. So, you know, what I wonder what energy, space, and consciousness can we be with South Africa in creating the kind of relationships that people are asking for. And if you'd like to come, we'd love to play with you, absolutely. And in between that, I'll be flying into India, hopefully speaking around the 2-3 that Gary will be there in November, and in Edmonton, Canada, when Dane will be there for a 2-3 in September. So lots to play with, lots to play with, yeah.
Susan, did you give a date on when the webinar series is starting?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, my goodness. I'm on this amazing 10 days. A webinar in which I've actually, thank you so much. I forgot all about that. It's looking self-sabotage in the face. I put it out on my newsletters. I just forgot to talk about it here. Yes. That actually was so much fun creating. I've outcreated, so I've done a video for every day, a tip and a tool, a little bit of writing, some home play for each day. Talk about a bonus packaging, right? Each day, it's like a little private session with me. And Sarlinda, when does that begin?
That is the 24th of July.
And how do people, do you have that information, how people can sign up for that?
Yeah, well, the easiest is to go to the website, 10daysofsummit.com.
Yep.
And there they will find you, and they can join from there. So it starts on the 24th of July. Yeah.
Wow. You know what, can I just say something? I just want to read. I just looked at my Facebook to see if I could find those dates ahead of you, and you beat me to it, as always. Thank you. And I just got the most wonderful, from Christine, the most wonderful, thank you, Christine. She said, Dear Susan, just listening to you on the What If Show, it was such a breathtaking talk. You open up new iPods, interesting points of views, without making them solid enough to incarcerate the beings. Wonderful. Thank you, Christine. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you. You made my day. I love that. I love hearing from everyone. I really do. So if anybody else is interested in playing with us, go on to the 10 Days Summit. Come play. We have it on rightrelationshipforyou.com as well. Go to our Facebook, Right Relationship for You Facebook. We have it on there. And what else is truly possible? So thank you, Sarlinda. I forgot all about the 10 days. I'm excited with that. It's really... it's going to be fun. And so what we start off with, you and I do a telecall, then they sign up for the 10 days in the telecall, and then we have a Google Hangout. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, on day 10.
Love it. I'm so thrilled. I love it. I'm really thrilled. Yeah. And so it's easy peasy, and I think it's like an unbelievably low price of $10. Is that correct?
Yes, $10 for the whole 10 days.
So that's, let me see, let me put it to you this way. So private counseling with me for half an hour is $250. So they're getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 days of almost private counseling for $10. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
How does it get any better than that? Yep.
That's great. I am just so happy that you're coming to play on that as well. You know, it really has been creating so much for people.
Yeah.
So that's
me
awesome.
Me too. And I'm so grateful for everyone turning up in Europe for all these classes, with the Right Relationship for You classes. And I'm so excited about all the people that I'm going to be meeting, and thrilled, really just thrilled with the changes that we can create. Yeah. And thank you, Charlinda, for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. And yay, I hope you have a lovely day further. And I am so grateful for everyone that has been listening, and also the people that will be listening in the future. Hi.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Susan. Bye, everyone.